89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station, and sounds from George Bedard and Company. George Bedard and the Kingpins, the traditional festival closer for the Top of the Park series, and that'll happen again on their So Long Sunday, which is actually the 1st of July, if I got my dates correct, as we are getting set for summer, and with it, the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. And to talk about all things AASF and TOTEP, if you got all your initials correctly, the man that knows all of this, Festival Director Mike Miklon. Good afternoon, or rather good morning. See, I'm used to saying hi to people.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
Good morning. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Good to see you. Summer, good to see you.
It finally feels real.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, you, the Summer Festival, you know, work on a event, or actually, like, it's because the Summer Festival is actually like a series of interrelated events. Your work at this has been going on for a while now.
For a while, it doesn't really end, and it's harder to believe. You know, in February, in the middle of the winter, we're looking on paper and imagining what these things might look like, and by the time we get to May, it's real. It's coming together.
It is. Just some basics. You're underway with your first main stage show on the 5th, and Top of the Park opens on Friday the 8th.
Yeah, Tuesday, June 5th, we kick off the festival season with Ani DiFranco at the Power Center.
She's played before.
She has. And Ann Arbor audiences love her, and we're glad to be able to present her again. She's got a new album as of 2017 called Binary, and we're pleased to have her back in town.
Okay, I know a lot of people are excited about that. Let's run through what's happening on the main stage.
Sure.
Ani DiFranco kicking it off on Tuesday, the 5th of June.
Yeah, and then next on Saturday, June 9, we have Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox.
Now, I've only heard about them, so give me what's the so-called elevator pitch on this group?
Yeah, they're a ton of fun. So this guy Scott Bradley is an arranger, and after college he was looking for work as a rehearsal pianist, and he started to make these videos with friends where they would take some of the great pop music and put it in 20th century forms. And they developed this incredible online presence and YouTube following. And now they have this touring production that is really incredible. A lot of former American Idol stars have found success. And they're playing a wide range of music. It's a ton of fun.
So there's like a visual and a musical thing happening as simultaneously? Is that kind of like...
No, this is just the music. But I think what's great about this show is that you're hearing pop that you may know, say Michael Jackson's Thriller or something off the top 20 charts today, and they're putting it into jazz or swing covers, essentially.
Okay. All right.
And it's fun for the whole family.
All righty. Cool. You think more of it like an appeal, you know, like a multi-generational appeal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Cool. Check them out. What's up next?
Sunday, June 10, a production called Airplay. And this is a circus-style adventure that follows two siblings, and it's really special. It's a family show with performances at 1 and 4 p.m.
Okay.
And they create a wind tunnel on stage using different props to create this really incredible visual effect.
Okay, so this is definitely you don't want to call it dance or theater, but there's something, there's like, it's a real, you know, kind of like physical performer type appeal.
Yeah, it
this is hard to describe something that has like has an appeal like that in words.
It's hard to describe. We've been sending a lot of people to YouTube, I think, but
okay.
it spectacle is kind of what we would call it.
Okay. It's always good to have some spectacle if you're at the Ann Arbor Summer Festival.
Absolutely. And that's they say that's for ages 5 to 105.
Okay. We'll fit in there somewhere.
Yeah.
What's up next?
Jasmia Horn. And this one I'm sure you're excited about, as are your listeners.
You know, I got to tell you, I flipped. It's like, she's going to be here. Yeah. So this was like such a huge story. Jasmia Horn won the Thelonious Monk Jazz Competition. You get a recording contract out of the deal. You know,
yeah.
They give you a recording contract. She turned it into one of the biggest jazz hits of the year last year. So this is her area debut. So we're super psyched about getting able to see her.
It is Thursday, June 28 at 8 p.m. at the Power Center. And I really hope, people may not be familiar with the name, but if you aren't, you will be shortly.
Exactly. This is like going to be one of those performances that people are going to see. They're going to be telling, you know, you need to see this lady.
Yeah, you don't want to look back a year from now and wish that you went to this this concert.
Yeah, so... it's been a big hit on WEMU. We're going to play some music from her in a few. Jasmia Horn making her area debut as part of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. And after her, next up on the schedule?
Yeah, next is a production called At the Illusionist's Table, and this is running for a week, June 26th to July 2nd. And this is another...
this is like, I was reading about this. This is a lot of things going on
There is a lot of things going on, and I think that it is an incredible storytelling event. It's for 22 people at a time. People come for a dinner with strangers. It's at the Ann Arbor Club in downtown Ann Arbor, and it's a guy named Scott Sylvan, who is this... trained illusionist and mentalist, and he takes people on a journey of his childhood growing up in Scotland. Certainly there's some cool tricks and wonderful conversation to follow.
All righty. And then your next main stage show?
Well, you might be able to guess this one if I tell you it's on Wednesday, July 4.
I wonder. It's a real tradition at the Ann Arbor Summer Festival.
It is. The Capitol steps at 4 p.m. And this year is no shortage of political material to cover.
We'll leave that alone.
Yep.
We'll leave that to the experts.
Absolutely.
The experts at the Capitol steps. Tickets have been on sale for a while. You can get them where?
Tickets are on sale. They're available online at a2sf.org. They're available by phone, 734-764-2538, or at the box office at the Michigan League.
All righty. We're going to rest our vocal cords a little bit and let Jasmea Horn exercise her vocal cords. Magnificent, magnificent talent. We are so thrilled to be part of the Summer Festival's presentation of Jasmea Horn. Thursday, the 28th of June at the Power Center. We'll be back to talk more about the festival, everything happening at the top of the park, and everything else summer festival related here on WEMU. A Social Call, the debut recording for Jasmea Horn.
Happy to pass your doorway, gave you a buzz, that's all. Lately I've thought lots about us, so I thought I'd pay a social call. Do you recall the old days we used to have a ball? Not there were nothing without them. I just thought I'd pay a social call. I'd lie and say things are just swell. But to tell the truth, we haven't been too well. And if we should try to love, we know that we won't fall. Maybe we'll get back together, starting from this incidental, elemental, simple social call. Happy to pass your doorway, gave you a buzz, that's all. Lately I thought lots about us, I thought I'd pay a social call. Do you recall the old days we used to have a ball? Not there were nothing without them, I just thought I'd pay a social call. I'd lie and say things are just swell. But to tell the truth, we haven't been too well. And if we should try to love, we know that we won't fall. Maybe we'll get back together, starting from this incidental, elemental, simple social call. Maybe we'll get back together, starting from this incidental, elemental, simple social call. Lift every voice and sing, till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the heart of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march on till victory's won. In the morning, find me moaning, 'cause of all the trouble I see. Life's a losing gamble to me. Cares and woes have got me moaning. Every evening find me moaning. I'm alone and crying the blues. Yeah, but I'm so tired of paying these dues. Everybody knows I'm moaning. Lord, I spend many days and nights alone with my grief. But I pray, really and truly pray, somebody would come and bring me release. Every evening I'm alone and crying the blues. I'm so tired of paying these dues. Everybody knows I'm on. Find me moaning, 'cause of all the trouble I see. Life's a losing gamble to me. Cares and woes have got me moaning. Every evening find me moaning. I'm alone and crying. I'm so tired of pain. Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone in my grief.
89.1 Jazz, 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. That is the vocal work of Jazmaya Horn, set to play the Ann Arbor Summer Festival, the Power Center, Thursday, June 28th, one of the breakthrough performers of last year, making her area debut as part of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. Social Call from her album, A Social Call, and the anthem Lift Every Voice and Sing, and the soul jazz classic Moanin' from Jazmaya Horn. We're talking the Ann Arbor Summer Festival with the man, director of the festival, Mike Miklon. Thanks for being here, and thanks for getting us all psyched about this great event. Boy, I tell you, you know, summertime, you know, it's like, the summer festival is here. Your reward for making it through a Michigan winter has arrived. It's fast approaching. So thank you for putting together such a great program.
Absolutely.
We talked about the main stage offerings. There's just so much at the top of the park series. Just some basics. We open on Friday, June the 8th. And So Long Sunday is Sunday, July 1st.
Right.
In between those dates, you've got music, you've got film, you've got activities, events. Plenty of WEMU favorites are there. We could list those in just a second. I guess my question is, a couple of questions. Like, what are you trying to include in the Top of the Park series? And, you know, we're going to go out on a limb and think that, well, most people listening to Mike and I right now have probably been to Top of the Park a few times. What would you tell somebody, really, get off the couch, leave the comfort of home, go to the Top of the Park to experience this stuff?
Yeah, I think it's one of the best things about summer in this region, and I think it's the closest thing to this area having a town square of sorts.
Okay,
and so treat it as such during that period of time, June 8 to July 1. And I think what's great about this event and festivals, generally speaking, is mm-hmm. you can circle things in your calendar that you're looking forward to, but you could also just show up and expect to discover some things.
I like that notion because as many times of just being, you know, attending things or I'll be emceeing, I may not be totally familiar with everything that's happening. I'm like, wow, this is what an amazing group. Or like, you know, I had never seen the film before or just all the different activities. So what are you going for in terms of booking bands? Like, you want to get a certain thing every night or...
Yeah,
do you have certain themes in mind?
There are. I think that so much of the music at Top of the Park is danceable. I think that's a big component.
Okay.
And there's nights that take on certain flares. There's a Latin night where there's some great dancing that'll be taking place, a swing night, so on and so forth. But I think that for us, it's important that we are showcasing Michigan artists.
Right.
I think it's important that we are mixing in community favorites with new artists that people may not be familiar with. And sometimes we have to sneak those in because there are so many requests that come through. People want to see their favorite act, and how do you get a favorite if you don't discover something new?
Mm-hmm. Now, you do have a number of touring artists and whatnot, international and nationally known artists. Can you pick out maybe one or two things that people probably aren't familiar with, or maybe is returning after a while, or something that you really don't want to miss this because it'll be one of those experiences.
Yeah, I could point out a few. I think that first off on opening night, first Friday, you have J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sound closing out that night.
Yeah, we're going to play them in a second. They played the festival a few years ago.
A few years ago, Chicago-based, this neo-soul genre that's returning to Top of the Park in Ann Arbor, high-energy show. I think it'll be a lot of fun. We also have...
it's actually in opening before them, kind of returning to town, Jamie Register's outfit, Jamie Register and the Damn Thing. So that's kind of like a return thing for Jamie, too. So
yeah.
He's been on the scene for a while in Ann Arbor. Now, I think Jamie's out there globetrotting in New York or something. So.
Yeah, and we're glad to have him back. There's a couple other things, I guess, that I would highlight, and one is the Dust Bowl Revival out of L.A. On June 27.
What were they about? See, that's a name. There you go. It's like, why should I go see the Dust Bowl Revival?
Yeah,
I'm going to report back to you. I'm going to make the effort. So
yeah, I think down home Americana sound that's really great. People may have seen them come through at the Ark, but I think that this outdoor environment really lends itself to a great show.
Okay.
Big Sam's Funky Nation on June 26.
Come on, with that name, how can you lose? How can you lose?
Straight from New Orleans. New Orleans brass band, boisterous, another high-energy show that I think will be great for the festival setting.
All righty. So you've got this incredible array of music and whatnot. We'll briefly touch on the films. But you've also got activities and kind of like spectacle stuff and things to definitely get the kids in. There's always a kids area and everything. So what's the is there a theme for the kids on this this year? Just have fun, basically.
Have fun. I think that so every night, 5 to 8 p.m. There's kids activities. We have wonderful community partners that'll be leading an activity every night, whether it's a instrument petting zoo by the Ann Arbor Symphony or some kind of creative workshop where kids are creating an art piece. It's really neat, and it varies night to night. Also going on is this retreat series in the Power Center lawn nightly, and this is both exercise and kind of mind-body activities ranging from yoga, meditation, capoeira, and that's every night, kind of an alternative happy hour.
Okay. It's a happy hour with no beverages, per se. Got it. I gotcha. Films this year, exciting stuff, some old favorites. Wonder Woman making her debut. Of course, I'm a big fan of that. Galaxy Quest. A number of things. The Birdcage, just terrific assortment of films. For complete information, a2sf.org, and then you can get tickets there as well for ticketed events.
Tickets there as well, yeah.
Okay, correct. Very good. Mike, thank you so much. This has just been a treat. Good luck. We will see you down there. We'll see you at some shows. And thank you for putting this together and all this hard work. It's going to pay off, I know.
Thanks for having me.
All righty, beautiful. Began with how Top of the Park will end with some George Bedard. I thought we'd give you a little taste of what's happening the first Friday of Top of the Park. This is J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sound, part of the Top of the Park series this year. Main stage shows open June 5th with Annie DeFranco, close on the 4th of July with the Capitol Steps. Top of the Park underway on Friday, June 8th, and closing on So Long Sunday, July the 1st. Ann Arbor Summer Festival, fast approaching. We deserve it. All right. J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sound on 89.1 WEMU.
How's yourself, baby? I'm sitting here awake and alone. I just need a cigarette. I love the way you roll. Light between the blinds. If every friend's a stranger, we should really stay behind. Shame, yeah. The ways we stay the same, same, same. Don't let yourself get crazy. History is on our tail. If only I can save me, then in the end I'm bound to fail. Mm-hmm. Oh. If we act forever, I hope we just get better, better, better. That's why it's such a shame, yeah. The ways we stay the same, same, same. Next motel, we'll give a try. Ring the bell, they'll deny. Lie.
89.1 Jazz, 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR.